The Bird Show.
Everybody has their insecurities. Mine happens to be the whole booty region, and with good reason.
I have to go in for the full-on checkup again today.
You get the bum touch.
And that means you go on in and, yep.
Booty test. And what's the booty test? Because, you know, I've had physicals before, and I've never had to have anybody insert anything up my...
It sucks.
Well, it's because women don't have prostates.
Yeah, that's it. So it's the prostate test. Okay.
And you are going to enjoy that test.
I told these guys before, and they promised not to make fun of me. That whole region is very sensitive to me, because when I was much younger, Jeff, like almost an infant.
18.
No. That I was born with a really, really teeny rosebud, and my dad had to stretch it with his pinky every night when I was a kid in order for me to poop
correctly. Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I told this story before. So now I hate any yeah. I hate anything associated with that region, man.
You know, are you sure you had to do it?
Yeah. That's not something you volunteer for.
Well, I'm saying somebody really told him, hey, stretch your son's rosebud.
Yeah, they tried enemas for a while and they weren't working and all that. So, he had to vast. Yeah, it was horrible.
You know, it's a whole new definition to Orson Welles film.
You're staying in the back street all the time.
It was awful.
Now, your dad having to do it is a stretch because I have seen.
She said stretch.
Because I have seen the ads in the back of Creative Loafing. No. And there are plenty of people who would do that.
Awful. I mean, it happened when I was like, seriously, like infant to three. It was like 3 years. And I still remember I can remember the panic.
So you know, the first going to say to the doctor, no, daddy, don't today.
Women are always talking about how bad they got it with the pregnancy and the monthly thing and all that and the mood swings and yada, yada, yada. But you know what? Don't you think God was playing a pretty mean joke when he took the prostate and put it inside your ass?
Well, you know,
do you want it on top of your forehead?
Well, you know, it could be anywhere more convenient. Why couldn't it be under your tongue?
How often do you have to do the prostate check?
Once a year for a physical check.
So that's kind of equal to the gynecological exam there, Jeff.
Yeah, and let's not. Come on, gynecological exams are probably the most painful. There is something called a pap smear.
Mm-hmm.
That's not fun.
Mm-hmm. What is it that you call the aren't the thing?
Where they crank it all open?
Yeah,
they put a wrench in the jaws of life inside of you. you have to get a gynecological exam.
Yeah, they stretch out.
Yeah, I already know the feeling. I already know.
He had it happen to him in 12 months.
There is no more panic for me than because. I think it's a yearly check where they do it. Maybe it's not because
it is.
I know that there are certain times where I'll go into the doctor's office and I'm unsure if they're going to do it or not. And the doctor knows ahead if he's going to have to perform that. So when I open up the doctor's door, you know, you get out of the lobby and he brings you over to the little examining room and you have to sit there and you know, think about it for an hour before he comes in there. When you open up the door, generally they have like a big pile of KY on a paper towel, and once you see that, and there's a rubber glove right next to it, and once you see that, you know, game on, and that's when the panic just starts setting in.
Honestly,
you know
what I think you should try to enjoy it the next time you get it done.
Put on some mood music and light a candle.
It sucks, man.
Light a candle where?
Stacy. My wife to this day has still not seen my booty. I am so sensitive to that whole region.
He said whole.
Hello.
Morning. Yes. Hello?
Oh my God. I'm just coming off of work from Earthlink, and we're getting on 285, and I'm hearing you talk about your father.
Yeah.
But it's pinky.
Yeah.
And you're, oh my God, I can't believe you said that on radio. I can't believe it.
Well, I only said it because they made a promise that they would never make fun of me because I shared something so embarrassing.
Whatever. I'm laughing at you right now.
All bets are off.
You know, I think you can make the promise never to mock someone until they share the story of their dad's digit in your ass. And then, like, I don't think there's any way.
You think my kids will express it that way, too? Daddy, tell me the digit in the ass story again.
That's a new sitcom on Fox.
Do you think maybe that is a reason that there's tension between you and your father?
There's far more than that, but I think that's probably where it started.
Like, maybe.
I remember my mom came in with these big red enema bags, man, to this day.
Well, they like the big Acme size.
It felt like it, you know, because at 3 years old, I mean, they looked like they were, you know, like the size of a satellite. Oh, my God. Every night.
You said infant, not toddler.
No, from there until three. 3 years of this.
Your dad is stretching your ass at age three.
3 years. Now you know why I hate going in and getting that test. I'm so sensitive to that area.
Is that the average time to stretch out a rectum? 36 months?
I don't know. Go to Google.com.
The Bert Show.